Okay.
Okay, it's 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, 15 December 2020, and I'm here at City Hall, 2 North Main Street. It's a Truth and Taxation public hearing for the City of Canton. Madam Clerk, if you go ahead and call the roll.
Alderwoman Chamberlain?
Here.
Alderman Quinn Mayhew, I don't believe is present.
I think he's going to be late.
Okay, Alderman Lovell?
Here.
Alderman West is not present. Alderwoman Hale. I believe I do see her on. Alderman Fritz.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
And then we also have with us, just for the record, we have Treasurer Crystal Wilkinson. We have Attorney Chris Jump. And we have City Here. Engineer Keith Plavik. We have Mayor Kent McDowell, Comptroller Becca Schultz. And then we also have Kim Bunner from the library, Trig Bead, representing the library. This is City Clerk Diana Pavley Rock. And we also have Deb Robinson here with the ledger. And anyone else present that I did not say?
Diane?
Hi, Alderwoman Lienfelter. Yes.
Yes.
And you are present. Thank you.
Yes, here.
Looks like somebody else is trying to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I see Michael. Is this Michael Courtney?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Michael Courtney is the wastewater treatment plant superintendent, just for the record.
Okay, this public hearing is for the purpose of the proposed tax levy increase for the City of Canton for 2020. The corporate and special purpose property tax extended or abated for 2019 were $2,829,568.34. The proposed corporate and special purpose property taxes to be levied for 2020 are $3,119,770. This represents a 10.3% increase over the previous year. The property taxes extended for debt service and for public building commission leases for 2019 were $0. The estimated property taxes to be levied for debt services and public building commission leases for 2020 are $0. This represents a 0% increase over the previous year. The total property taxes extended or abated for 2019 were $2,829,568.34. The estimated total property taxes to be levied for 2020 are $3,119,770. This represents a 10.3% increase over the previous year. At this time, I would ask for any public comment. I would ask for any public comment. Hearing none, I would defer the floor to Comptroller Becca Schultz to explain the increase.
The city was presented with a request from the library to levy taxes for 5 of their funds. Based on their needs as permitted by statute. Their total request was 200 and I believe 290 some thousand. However, on recommendation of council, we have reduced that slightly to meet statutory requirements. So the full request for the library is $288,109 that they will be receiving of this tax levy, which is the full amount of the increase for the year.
Were there any other causes of an increase as far as the city's proposed levy, Ms. Comptroller?
There is an increase in the EAV, which will cause slight increases, but not directly related to our request.
Okay. And Madam Clerk, there was a notice that was published in the Canton Daily Ledger at least 7, but no more than 14 days prior to tonight's hearing, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and that contained all the statutorily required information for purposes of a truth and taxation hearing, correct?
Correct.
All right. That's all I had. I just wanted to make sure that, again, that the reasons for the increase are stated on the record, as well as the city's intent to adopt a levy more than 5% or 105%, excuse me, of the prior year's levy as required by statute. Particularly truth and taxation provisions. Again, the causes of that increase. I don't know if anybody from the library wishes to speak further on the issue.
I would just echo our comments made at previous city council meetings regarding the necessity for those tax increases. I would also note that our budgets are available to review as well as our financial reports. And if anyone has further questions, I'm happy to answer those questions by the library.
Trey, you seem to be having some echo. I was having a hard time hearing you.
Sorry about that. Is that any better?
Yes.
Okay. I was wearing a mask, so that might have had something to do with it. I would just adopt the comments that we made at the previous city council meetings where we explained the necessity to request those funds this year. It is primarily based on the necessity of increased labor costs as a result of the increased minimum wage, as well as capital requirements and safety requirements for building maintenance going forward. I would note that the average impact, we believe, will be less than $50 on an average household in Canton, and that our budget will still, even after the full increase takes effect the year after next, based on when we'll collect the money, because it'll be levied this year, and then those we expect that it will show on the bills in 2022, that the library will still be about 2/3 funded through the Charles Ingersoll Trust. And so Canton residents can still expect to get about 3 times as much value for their tax dollars that support the library as you would in a different municipality. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak about that.
Thank you, Trigg. And I'm not asking to go through every detail, but could you please just give a brief explanation of the 5 funds and how we're arriving at those computations, just so they're part of the truth and taxation hearing record, please?
Sure. So as the city attorney points out, our levy request is split into 5 funds. The first of the funds is our corporate funds. That one is computed at a 0.0015 rate based on the EAV for the city as a whole. That rate results in about $187,500 of the tax increase that we're asking for. And that is for the general library funds. The other 4 requests that we're asking for are not rate limited. Those are based on our actual costs in previous years. Those are IMRF, which would be to fund our retirement obligation at $47,000. Library audit at $5,100, representing the cost to have our funds audited each year. Tort and liability insurance at $27,100, representing costs for safety improvements, tort insurance, and like matters for the library, and our Social Security levy, also not rate limited, in the amount of $23,500, which represents our cost to provide the employer side Social Security contribution as required by statute.
Thank you, Mr. Mead.
At this time, I would ask for any other public comment. Again, I would ask for any comments from the public. For the record, it should be noted that this part of the meeting was also held in person in the director's room at 2 North Main. And for the record, no one in person showed up. There's no other comment. I call this meeting adjourned at 5:41 p.m. on Tuesday, December 15, 2020. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, everybody.